Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joshua. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Joshua steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joshua scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Cooper moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano takes first base on ball four. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Travers covering, for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. Money hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lescano moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lescano scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Wolford steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolford scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Joshua reaches second base with a double. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Brewers. Tom Buskey now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb is hit by the pitch. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. Dade hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Blanks moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Blanks scores. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Brewers. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grubb moves to third. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Kendall moves to third. It's 5-4, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kendall. The slide. Moore applies the tag. Kendall is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Cort now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Kern now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Cardi moves to third. Bob McClure now pitching. Bill Melton pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardi scores. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Brewers. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Pruitt now playing left field. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Pruitt chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pruitt. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lescano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Lescano reaches second base with a double. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lescano moves to third. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson pinch runs for Mike Hegan. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Von Joshua. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Steve Bry now playing center field. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClure fires to first and picks off Date. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.